This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. I don't have to tell you, this pandemic has been really hard for seniors and the people who love them. Older Americans are more vulnerable to the coronavirus and to the isolation so many are facing as a result. And seniors on limited incomes face financial challenges as well, especially in communities of color that have been hit hardest by the disease. Leslie McClurg from KQED in San Francisco reports.
When Sukari Addison needs to clear her mind, she sits in the garden of a huge Episcopal church called Grace Cathedral. She says the peaceful environment helps her accept our new reality.
We're in a change, a big change now. But I've been through changes before, a lot of them as an African American.
And during this difficult time, she's actually managed to save money. Addison can cover her expenses, which are about $1,000 a month, in one of the most expensive cities in the world, with her Social Security check. She no longer shops or eats out. She's frugal at the supermarket.
I know everything and every price. That's part of my elderness, I call it.
She lives in a simple room in a family-owned hotel in the heart of downtown. The manager has never raised her rent.
I've been there 26 years, and they never made me move.
Addison has congestive heart failure and high blood pressure, both of which are risk factors for COVID. But she says she's not living in fear.
Well, you get 85 years old, you know you got a foot on the banana peel.
So on a hot summer night in August, she says she didn't panic when she started feeling sick.
I just threw myself on the bed and there I stayed for 12 hours.
Within days, she tested positive for COVID and landed in the hospital with pneumonia. Exhaustion consumed her. She says the hardest part was the rule against visitors. But
the doctors and the nurses was just over and beyond. And I think that got me through a lot.
After two dire weeks, her physician sent her home. She says she was relieved when Medicare covered all of her hospital bills. Diane Evans also depends on Medicare to cover her doctor's bills.
I am not drowning in expenses.
The 74-year-old lives at a senior center in San Francisco. It's subsidized housing in one of the roughest neighborhoods in the city. Her expenses also total about $1,000 a month. She lives on Social Security. She pays $300 a month for a small room. The nonprofit Meals on Wheels delivers food. Evans prides herself on living simply.
The biggest expense is laundry.
She spends most days alone, yet she says she's not suffering more than usual right now.
If adverse situations beat you down, there wouldn't be an African-American in this country. You survive. You do what you have to do to survive.
She stays connected by listening to the news on the radio or streaming Hulu Live. She flips between MSNBC, Fox, and CNN. She's learning to use an iPad.
I save things on the news app in the cloud.
She smiles as she pulls out a purple cell phone.
I learn how to text.
She Zooms regularly with her daughter in Chicago, and she can't wait to get back to community organizing.
I miss it horribly. We were involved in everything, everything.
She says she'd love to join the protests calling for racial equity, but until the pandemic ends, she's lying low.
I want to be alive at the end of this.
Her mother taught her a mantra she lives by.
And this too shall pass.
Now she's handing that wisdom down to her grandchildren. In San Francisco, I'm Leslie McClurg for Marketplace.